Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We need a guy that actually has had sex with that particular actress because watching the video that Craig found on the Fappening there, wherever you find that celebrity jihad, it looks exactly like her. You know, it really does look exactly like her.
I mean,
I watch that show enough. I know what she looks like now.
With our wide and varied, varied audience, that it shouldn't be too hard.
Well, but they have to get celebrity jihad. A lot of people at work can't type up celebrity jihad without getting fired.
No, but you know, certainly
we were watching basically pornography.
We can find a guy during the break. Sex with her. That shouldn't be difficult.
Not in our listening audience.
Oh, why not?
Yeah.
It's worldwide. It's available on the podcast.
That's true. But I can tell by the size of certain parts of her body and the shot she does on the Game of Thrones episode. Was that this past weekend, Push, right?
Yeah, that was Sunday night.
Similar size.
You did some careful telemetrics.
Lack of a better term. I even feel weird because I watched the show for 3 years and she was 10, 11, and 12, whatever. So I get the people that watch that forever.
Well, that show hasn't been on 10 years.
No, but it took that long. It took that long.
Yeah, there have been some pretty long breaks in between seasons.
Okay. Yeah. Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I have no idea. I've
it looks like it, Craig.
Never seen the film.
Looked like her.
Or the
and she's doing a nice little balcony show, which is always positive.
Yeah, I'm just not sure on that.
Gave new meaning to your hand movements, by the way, too.
Yeah. It is being reported a little weakly, and there is an A in that term, that farts.
I heard this.
It's funny. Bad.
Women smell worse, right?
It's always funny.
I heard women smell worse. I heard that story the other day, too.
But that wouldn't exactly be breaking news.
May increase your lifespan.
We're in luck.
Let's stop yelling.
We're all Highlanders now.
Well,
did you look into this? This looked like the one you should probably.
Well, you should not hold. You should not hold it in. They've said that from day one.
It wouldn't have done me any good to Snopes this because I don't understand it.
Because I've seen this not in any credible news. Where'd this come from?
This came from a study conducted by the University of Exeter. They found that hydrogen sulfide, that's the part that gives flatulence its horrible smell, can actually have potential health benefits in low doses.
Oh, sniffing it, you mean?
Oh, so microdoses of farts.
So we are improving your health this morning, Craig.
No. Sometimes we don't
gone
do
beyond
it in,
micro.
In microdoses.
They say that these microbial byproducts can reduce the risk of heart attack, cancer, arthritis, stroke, and dementia.
Yeah,
now, I can give you what they say is the official scientific reason for it, but I don't get it.
All right. Hopefully, Dr. Mina is paying attention and can give us a breakdown.
She says it's good. She says it's good for you to do it. So.
Scientific
this says,
reason.
And once again, we're not going to get this. But this says that when cells become shredded by diseases, they draw in enzymes to generate quantities of hydrogen sulfide. So this keeps the mitochondria cells ticking over, allowing cells to leave. If this doesn't happen, then the cells die and lose the ability to regulate survival and control inflammation. So farts, they say, by extension, farts can help you be more healthy.
Yeah, I've seen this floating around the interwebs for a while.
So when you fart, say, you're welcome. That's what I'm going to start saying.
You don't say that already?
Yeah, we do, but it was always sarcastically. Now, hey, you are welcome. Yeah. I'm prolonging your life by sitting on your
head. Say, salute or anything else that alludes to your health.
You're welcome, Craig.
Thank you.
Actually, you're actually helping me back today.
You say, to your health, and then you pull over the covers. To your health, pull my finger.
Yeah.
I am them.
Oh, sorry.
There you go.
The other way around.
Worked, too.
Pull a finger, and then pull my finger. That's to your health.
So stop yelling at us. We don't yell. We just let it fly here. We don't care.
Well, it's because we do care.
Have you seen the video of the the three Sixers on the bench? It happened 2-3 days ago.
No.
Three Philadelphia Sixers on the bench. Two of them are not dressed because they must be injured. In a recent game, and one of the other players walks over and just stands by him and then walks away. And then they're all holding their nose. Have you seen it? You've seen it, Puss.
Yeah, I've seen
it. It's amazing. And I think it might be a guy from another team who runs over there on purpose, lights up the bench, and then walks away. And you see them all holding their noses. It's hilarious. And they discuss it on a couple of the ESPN shows, too.
Yeah,
Jalen Rose called him farts because everybody farts.
Yeah, it's one of their teammates
sometimes
that walks up.
One of their teammates, right.
But I don't know if the teammate's only there for a couple seconds.
But he does it. Well, that's why he's there, though.
It's either him or somebody else sitting on the bench.
But it looks like he lit it up. But it could be with the 2-3 guy. But it's almost too obvious where the guy runs over there, stands for a second, kind of bends over a little bit, and then walks away, and the other three guys just start holding their nose.
Yeah, one guy's waving, one guy's inside his hoodie, the other guy's inside his shirt.
So they're talking about that.
Well, if you watch the...
You know, who's a girl? I mentioned this off the air yesterday. The girl with the messy car. What's her name?
Oh, is that Michelle Beadle?
Yeah,
that's on that show?
She hosts one of those NBA shows. And she's on there with the three other NBA guys. And Jalen Rose says, well, we know who farts on this dais. And they kind of allude to her.
Really?
And she says, everybody does it. I'm thinking...
That's funny.
I'm thinking, okay. Okay. So she's up there. You know, there you go.
If you watch the CBS Sunday Morning with the Korean boy band, BTS,
I did watch that.
Why they wear those masks.
No.
Because of the
Korean farts.
Ramen.
Yeah.
And the fusion.
Because of ramen. So you're welcome, everybody, this morning. Craig and I both say you're welcome. Prolonging your life. Dr. Minas, she's always said that farting yourself farting is good for people. You have to expel that.
Yeah. You just can't let it build up.
You're right. You have to expel that. But she never said that farting is good to smell. So you're welcome.
She did not.
I got a feeling you two are doing a service for, you know, the two or three people after us that are going to come into this room.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to linger.
Right, right. Meg, you're welcome.
It's the hydrogen sulfide, specifically, that is healthy for you?
Healthy for your cells.
Okay. Would it be better to take that in supplement form or to sniff it?
You're looking for
some
fart
people
pills?
Call it snorting.
Come on, you think, you imagine, you get fish pill burps. Can you imagine that?
Oh. Fart pill burps?
If you take fish oil burps, could be bad if you pop those things. God. Can you imagine fart oil pills? Nice breath.
Well, I think they make sulfur supplements, don't they?
Yeah, but do you burp that smell?
That's brutal. I've never taken
that's one. Brutal. You got to save that smell for your butt. Because you don't want that coming out of your mouth, do you, Craig?
No, you don't.
Burps are bad enough.
You don't. It was 30 years ago today, Todd.
Sergeant Pepper.
No. This would have been 89.
It's Full Moon Fever.
1989.
Yeah, they're doing a Tom Petty, bunch of Tom Petty
stuff.
Oh,
they are?
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. 30 years ago today, Full Moon Fever.
Craig is not a fan.
I like that album. I like earlier.
This is the solo
I like
Tom Petty that is heavily that's heavy Jeff Lynne.
Yeah, it was a big hit for him, but I did like rock. I liked a rock and roll Petty better.
But
you're right.
See, like Free
like
Falling.
Free Falling, I Won't Back Down, Running Down a Dream, all fine
yeah,
songs.
Yeah, Running Down a Dream kind of rocks too. So,
but I don't hear a lot of Jeff Lynne in, say, like Free Falling. There are some Jeff Lynne songs.
Nah, it's totally Jeff Lynne.
Like Into the Great
Free
Wide Open.
Falling.
Yeah,
totally Jeff Lynne.
Yeah, there's more Jeff Lynne influence on that album, I think, than this one. There's some.
But he produces some.
I know, no denying it.
All right.
But I think it sounds less Jeff Lynne-ish than other Jeff Lynne, Tom Petty collaboration.
It did
Running
change.
Down a Dream is pretty Jeff Lynne heavy.
Yeah.
And probably I Won't Back Down as well.
He hated all those hits he got off that album.
Oh, yeah.
Now, granted, I'm more of a fan of his rock, the band together. But that was a huge album for him.
You know? No question.
And we were alive
at the
and
same
we were playing
time.
That record. I played that record.
Yes,
right,
and it was
time.
Fine.
Yeah.
I think Petty is more proud of that. Wildflowers.
Well, he's dead now.
But he's not around to mention that. And, yeah. You know, I'm with you. I liked him when he rocked.
Yeah, but Running Down a Dream.
That rocks.
In concert. That's
that rocks.
Oh, my God.
No, that's a great song. That's a great song.
Free Falling in concert's great, too.
I mean, I remember the first time I saw Tom Petty, that was what they led the set off with, was Running Down a Dream.
That'd be cool.
I mean, just from a darkened stage, that first opening guitar riff, that was great.
He went old school last time I saw him. I think it was everything at rock and roll, everything that's rock and roll is fine.
Texas High School now has a dress code for parents. Because parents are stupid.
What do they show up in?
James Madison High School in Houston announced a new policy on its homepage.
Daisy Dukes.
It's got a long list of clothing that parents are not allowed to wear at school or school events, including, but not limited to, Daisy Dukes, yes.
So the moms can't show up in Daisy Dukes to do what? Oh, to pick up their kids.
Or to go to the...
events.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of lame. You're in
hair rollers. Well, don't wear those. Here's the trouble. Yeah. You have to tell people.
The hair rollers, that's what is this, 1970?
You have to tell people.
So you can't dress like you came out of the cast of King of the Hill.
You can't wear your pajamas. Parents don't wear pajamas to school.
Well, they shouldn't.
Parents don't wear your saggy pants to school. Your Daisy Dukes. Men don't wear your undershirts to school.
You got some young parents there. If they got Daisy, if they have saggy pants on, you shouldn't be a parent.
That doesn't keep you from being a parent.
I know it doesn't. True. But if they're in high school and you still got saggy pants on, you've missed the fashion trend.
Apparently they have to be told.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all dress like slobs, especially me. And I don't go out in public and whatever you're listing off here.
None of them.
We don't go out in public with some of the stuff we wear here.
No.
Truly.
We don't.
Truly.
Yeah, if I got to go somewhere after the show, it's like, I got to go home and change.
I'm not presentable.
Right. I'm going to put some pants on.
Research shows that after the Mueller report was released, more than 5,000 pro-Trump Twitter bots began pushing a Russiagate hoax narrative. NBC News looked
from
at
Russia.
It. And it wasn't from Russia.
Yeah, where the bots
They analyzed the data and found that it appears the bots did not originate in Russia. They were linked to a social media operation that had previously pushed messages favorable to the Saudi Arabian government.
Yep.
Twitter pulled down these accounts on Sunday for violating their rules. The thousands of accounts were linked and would often like and retweet each other to gain exposure.
We're screwed.
So that's still going on.
Yep.
Just to let everybody know, be careful.
Yeah, maybe they should get a handle on that.
Or people should believe it's still going on. Ed Kushner yesterday threw a gaslit the whole place up. Idiot.
Yeah, big deal.
Yeah.
Didn't really. It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
I'm a criminal. Everybody's a criminal. It's no big deal.
Is that what gaslighting is?
Yeah.
Because that's a new catchphrase.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. I liked rabbit hole better.
Yeah.
Because it was a literary reference, at least, to rabbit hole.
A self-described churchgoer, Sunday school teacher, and nurse of 50 years. Don't do it.
I finally got one.
I got one.
I'm looking for something else.
Now you're lying.
Something else.
You're lying. You're going to play something horrible here.
No, I'm not.
And make believe it came from me.
That's not my kid.
Not right. Let me start this over.
Stop looking at my hand.
A self-described churchgoer, Sunday school teacher, and nurse of 50 years is telling a jury that she did not think when she shot and killed her husband because he ordered a porn channel.
Oh, we'd all be dead.
The attorney for Patricia Hill of Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
Only in a hotel.
Said,
ordered a porn channels at home.
No, not
said
just,
she
not
just snapped
phones.
After her husband, yeah,
not
Frank,
free porn, no.
Ordered a porn channel for the second time.
Well, then take care of them.
Her family and friends describe her as a caring person.
Shut up.
Except when she's killing people.
Who cared for just about anyone.
Yeah.
Her
Except
marriage
her
to Frank was her third marriage. Her attorney, Bill James, told KATV that her first husband had a mental illness, second husband had problems with drinking. So,
Bill James of the famous baseball abstract?
Nope.
That guy?
Nope.
The baseball geek?
No.
So, Miss Hill could not, Mrs. Hill could not immediately explain what her intentions were when she shot toward him, but eventually she said it was just to get his attention. Her attorney
God
said,
and guns, God and guns.
Her attorney said that her husband, the stressors of being with her husband, her third husband, just basically caused her to snap. This wasn't the first time that she had busted him with porn, apparently. Since their marriage in 01, she had busted him several times, and he promised to stop.
What'd she look like?
She looks like a 60-some-odd-year-old woman.
Right. Yeah.
Late
what was
60,
her name?
Patricia Hill.
Take care of them.
Or leave.
Late 60s, early 70s.
You left the previous two, so just leave rather than kill him.
No, she just wanted to get his attention. She said this wasn't the first time she'd busted him with porn. She'd busted him several times. He promised to stop when his VCR was no longer useful.
Uh-oh, VCR.
He bought a porn channel from Dish Network.
I'll stop when I'm finished,
she told the jury.
That's what he should tell her.
She said she accidentally stumbled on the channel and canceled the subscription. Then she confronted Frank. The next month, she found the next cable bill and noticed that Frank had ordered the porn channel again. She said that when she went to the shed to confront him, he was watching porn.
Oh, so he's masturbating in the backyard shed?
Well, he had to move to the shed.
Oh, but he had cable back there.
He
we
put
don't
the
have,
cable
we don't
in
even
back
have cable.
There. Well, he's got a.
This guy got cable in a shed.
He's got Dish out there.
Yeah,
sure.
We got nothing.
You got to have somewhere to watch the race.
We're in a broadcast.
That's it.
I'm picturing just a backdoor shed.
When she went to the shed to confront him, he was watching the porn, but quickly turned it off.
He said, "What are you doing in the shed, woman?"
She described kicking a table and knocking down Frank's beers. And his remotes, he'd reportedly been drinking all day.
Of course he has. Well, yeah.
Then she went back to the house, and she couldn't remember grabbing the 22. But she says next thing you know, she was back at the shed and shot at Frank's feet while he was bent over.
Oh, she didn't kill him then.
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Oh, he's dead?
Oh.
Well, you said at his
Missed
feet.
His feet?
At his feet while he was bent over.
Oh, and shot him in the back of the head or something like that?
I don't know where he got shot. Her attorney hoped the jury would find her not guilty due to her mental illness. They have now negotiated a 16-year prison sentence for
what?
Ms. Hill.
Oh, because she's crazy. But she's a self-described churchgoer. She brings that up to get out of jail.
And Sunday school teacher.
Sure.
Suck it, Jesus.
No. As you know, that automatically makes you a good person.
If you go
apparently
to
it does. That's right.
Teach
automatically.
Sunday school.
Automatically. As I hate that quote. Because a lot of times it's followed by stories like this. I mean, for every person, he's a good Sunday school teacher and just a good person.
And a nurse.
And then you go, he's a good Sunday school teacher and a nurse and
nurse
shoots her husband.
50 years.
Who doesn't have sex with her husband, apparently, either, for that matter.
And the moral of the story is get a freaking computer. Who the hell subscribes to porn channels on cable anymore? I'm surprised they make any money.
Old guys. Obviously.
They're all over, yeah.
Somebody that just wants the porn running all day.
There's porn all the time.
Get the porn
just go through
channel.
That DirecTV. They list the titles on DirecTV.
Yeah, I know. There's a ton of them.
He's just out of AOL minutes. That was the problem.
You want to see porn on the big?
You're right.
You want to see porn on the big screen? You know, because you can hook your phone up with that. But he's old, man. He's got Budweiser laying around.
This article I'm looking at here says they were basically estranged. I mean, they were basically divorced, but living in the same house.
Sure. Well, he sounds like he was living in the shed. They're not that estranged. Well, if she still cares that he's watching porn, they're not that estranged.
Yeah. Crazy bitch.
If you're estranged, stop shooting him.
Yeah. Put the gun away.
This is going to go off.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.